It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. This is a morning to catch up on some of the other news. So far this week, we've focused almost entirely on the death of Osama bin Laden, and we will continue.
We're also tracking the severe weather in several parts of the country. And we begin with a follow-up to last week's tornadoes in the southeast. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says about 30,000 people have registered for some form of assistance.
In Alabama, the challenge is finding temporary housing for displaced residents while the region rebuilds. Our coverage begins with NPR's Debbie Elliott.
Home these days for Starkey Armistead of Tuscaloosa is one of dozens of cots lined up on the gym floor at the Belk Activity Center.
I'm the second one with the Spider-Man sheets.
He's stayed here since a tornado destroyed his apartment.
It's a little different sharing a bedroom with 100 people, but you get used to it.
Across the South, more than 800 people are staying in shelters like this one set up by the Red Cross. Others are staying with family and friends, or even in their damaged homes. Residents in Tuscaloosa yesterday scrambled to get broken windows boarded up and tarps over roofs before a cold rain set in. At the shelter, 61-year-old Susan Fierce isn't sure what the future holds.
I don't know. Because our complex where we were living is wiped completely out. So I don't know where we're going to go.
In Tuscaloosa alone, Mayor Walt Maddox says the homeless figures are daunting.
The rough math that I've done, I believe you're probably talking thousands. If you've had 5,000 plus structures obliterated, I don't see how you don't have that number.
Maddox says it could take years to rebuild. And in the meantime, the city doesn't have enough existing housing or hotel space to take care of displaced storm victims and all the workers who have flocked to the city to help with the cleanup. That's where the federal government comes in. A task force of local, state, and federal officials met yesterday to start an emergency housing plan, considering whether to bring in trailers or other temporary housing units. Finding enough shelter is the pressing issue, says Federal Housing Secretary Sean Donovan.
FEMA may be able to get assistance to families very quickly, and they're doing that, but those families need a place to live.
After Hurricane Katrina in 2005 and the government's widely criticized disaster response, HUD developed a national housing locator system. Donovan says it can search what's available near damaged communities and has already found 1,500 units available in the state of Alabama.
The doctor will not be here until at least 5 o'clock. We'll call you when he arrives. Thank you.
At the Red Cross shelter in Tuscaloosa, Michelle Hurd and Sean Smith are waiting for the doctor.
We stayed in a hotel for a couple of nights. And we've stayed with his mom one night, a friend of mine two nights. Right now, I don't know. My friend's talking about she wants us to help her pay her rent. We don't have no money.
Hurd says staying overnight at the shelter is not an option because she suffers from anxiety.
I can't be amongst all these people. It's kind of scary.
They've registered with FEMA and are waiting to find out what help they're eligible for. Sean Smith says it's stressful.
You know, sometimes I just want to break down and cry, but I can't because I have to be strong for her. You know, and this is going on almost a week now, you know, and I'm just frustrated and tired.
Since the storm, the couple says people have been eager to help, giving them clothes, food, and other basics. But Hurd says she doesn't have anywhere to keep the donation.
We need a place to sleep. We need a room we can lock a door and be safe.
Take a bath.
You know, be able to cook some food. Be able to sit and be still and be peaceful for a minute.
Now, a week after the tornadoes, thousands of residents here are longing for the peace and stability of their own home. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.